And we're back here and ready for the boys' game on KMEM. And tonight's game between Putnam County and Green City is being brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. Our time is 7:41. Current temperature 12 degrees above zero. Let's take you back down to Green City, Missouri for tonight's boys game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineup first for Green City. It'll be Xander Salas, the 5'9", a freshman. Aaron Peaver, 5'11", a junior. Asher Budge Tipton, a 5'9", a sophomore. Layden Fields, a 6-foot, a senior, and Grant O'Haver at 6'1", and a junior. Xander Salas, Aaron Peaver, Asher Budge Tipton, Layden Fields, and Grant O'Haver, and the Gophers go 5'9", 5'11", 5'9", 6-foot, and 6'1", 14-4, and coached by Donnie Fields. For the Putnam County Midgets, it'll be Jaden Wyatt, a senior. Lance Fowler, a senior. Landon Wood, a senior. Zach Heidenwith, a senior. And Owen Ring, a sophomore. So Jaden Wyatt, Lance Fowler, Landon Wood, Zach Heidenwith, and Owen Ring, the Midgets 13-1, and coached by Kyle Fleischman. As Putnam County has been introduced, Green City Gophers are being introduced. In case you just joined us in the girls' game, it was Putnam County winning their 8th game of the year by defeating Green City 42-32 as Putnam County outscored Green City in the final quarter 15-5 and win it by 10, 42-32. It was tied at 27 after 3. So both teams around their respective coaches back on Putnam County out on the floor ready to go, as it's going to be Lance Fowler to jump center. And let's see who's going to jump center for Green City. And it looks like it's going to be Asher Bugs Tipton. Great crowd on hand. These teams, it's a rivalry, and they're not far apart. So the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Lance Fowler to Landon Wood. And Wyatt comes across the timeline. Wyatt gets it inside to Wood on the right lane. Back to Wyatt, and Wyatt on the give and go. Had the ball knocked out of his hands. It'll be Putnam County basketball out of bounds underneath it on the basket. As Zach Heidenwith will trigger. Heidenwith looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Get the ball inside to Lance Fowler. Fowler gets it on the backdoor play to Wyatt. Turns, puts it off glass, no good. Off the rebound is Fields. Fields gets it underneath. The shot put up by Tipton. Got it. Tipton with 2 points. Full court pressure by Green City. As now with the basketball, Owen Ream missed a wide open layup. And off the rebound, Grant O'Haver. O'Haver to Peeler. Gets it underneath to Tipton off glass. Got two in a row. Pressure by Green City. Lance Fowler in the backcourt. Fowler picked up the dribble, gives it to Wyatt. As Wyatt will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Salas, takes it to the right wing. Looks for somebody, had the ball slapped out of his hand and picked up by Peaver. Peaver gets it ahead to Fields, puts up the shot, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Layden Field. So pressure again by Green City. Inbounds pass to Zach Heidenwith, to Lance Fowler. Now Wyatt with the basketball. As Wyatt will bring it across the timeline to the right wing, to the right baseline. And then Wyatt steps on the in line. So a turnover Putnam County as Layden Fields will inbound to Xander Salas. Salas gives the ball back to Fields, and Fields will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Tipton on the left wing. As Tipton to the top of the key, hands the ball off to Peter on the right wing. Fields inside. It goes. Salas lays it up and got it. 2 points for Xander Salas. 6-0. Green City comes out firing. And now Fowler takes the ball, tried to dribble it in the lane and lost it out of bounds. So a turnover Putnam County. Salas across the timeline to Fields. as Fields gets the ball to Tipton on the left wing. Tipton looks inside for Salas. He fans out to the left corner. Kicks it over to Peaver. Now three by Fields on the way. No good, but Salas runs down the rebound to the left corner. Now has a pass stolen away by Wyatt. Puts his shot up, missed it. But Peaver draws the foul. Aaron Peaver has his first. And Jaden Wyatt will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. 5:46 left to play in the first quarter. Just the start of this one. As Wyatt's free throw up, no good. 6-0, Green City with the early lead. As Wyatt stands at the free throw line. Shot up, got it. So Jaden Wyatt gets Putnam County on the board. It's 6-1. Green City the lead as Salas brings it across the timeline. Salas to the top of the key to Fields, dotted line. 10-footer, no good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound, jab back to Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt will bring it across the timeline, finds Heidenwith on the deep right wing to the left wing, Ream. Inside, Landon Wood, with the left hand, got it. 2 points for Landon Wood. That cuts the lead in half, 6-3, Green City. Salas across the timeline to Tipton. Now Fields underneath, shot put up by Grant O'Haver. Missed the shot, but he drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Lance Fowler. So Fowler picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. And Grant O'Haver will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. Looks for his first point. Shot's up. No good. Still 6-3. Green City with the early lead. 5:10 left to play in the first quarter. As O'Haver eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Zach Heidenwith off the rebound. Gives it to Wyatt. And Wyatt across the timeline, down the right lane to the right block. We got the shot blocked by Salas. Fields comes away with it. Back to Salas. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. So Wyatt picks up his first foul. Salas on the far sideline, inbounds to Fields, back to Salas, deep right wing to Tipton between the two circles. Tipton gives it to Fields on the left side of the circle. Peebler has it in the left corner. The Fields dotted line over Wood, picks up the shot, no good, and the rebound comes off of O'Haver's head and taken away by Heidenwood. To Wyatt across the timeline. Wyatt on the left side, right side of the circle. Gives it to Fowler, top of the key. Now Ream will drive the baseline, gets it inside to Wood. Missed the first one, puts it back and got it. Landon Wood with four. It's a 5-0 run for Putnam County. As Salas to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Peter. He takes it in the paint, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out where it comes Jaden Wyatt. As Wyatt brings it across the timeline down the far sideline to the left wing. Kicks it out to Fowler between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Green City. Out pops Heidenwith for three. Bullseye! Zach Heidenwith with a three-pointer, and it's 8-0 run for Putnam County. As Salas crosses the line, timeline to Fields. Now Tipton has it. Tipton takes it to the free throw line. Salas will try a three. Bullseye! Xander Salas with five. 9-8. Green City with the lead. 3:30 left to play in the first quarter. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Now three-pointer by Heidenwith. Pinballs in and out, no good. O'Haver off the rebound. Gives the ball to Peaver. Peaver to Salas. Puts it up and in with a one-handed layup. 7 points for Salas, 3 points. Green City lead. As Fowler will bring it across the timeline for the midget. Finds Ream on the left wing. Now Ream to the top of the key. To Heidenwood at the top of the key. Gets it down to Wood. Wood against Peaver. Puts the shot up. Missed it. And the rebound comes off the field. Fields in a hurry. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Layden Fields with 2 points. And now it's a 5-0 run for Green City. As Fowler down the right lane gets it to Wood. Wood takes it to O'Haver. O'Haver tried to draw the offensive foul and they call it O'Haver for the foul. That's his first. As in the ball game comes Brody Lunsford for Green City. Also, Jaden Wyatt checks out, and Gage Pearson checks in for Putnam County. 2:36 left to play in the first quarter. Now, the inbounds pass almost stolen away by Lunsford. So it'll be Hyden with the inbound for Putnam County underneath his own basket. Hyden with looks for somebody, still looks, gets it out to Owen Ream. As Ream fans out to the left wing, gives it to Fowler inside to Wood. Wood at the dotted line. Now Ream will try a three, no good. Gage Pearson with a rebound. Pearson to Wood. Wood gives it out to Heidenworth for three on the way. No good. As Pearson with a rebound. Puts it up and in. Gage Pearson with 2 points. 13-10. Salas dribbles to the left side of the circle, and the foul's going to be on Owen Ream. So Ream picks up his first foul. That's his 13th foul against Putnam County. As Salas on the near sideline, inbounds to Tipton. Tipton gives it back to Salas on the left wing. Long three on the way. Bullseye! Vander Salas with 10 first quarter points. Pressure by Green City. Inbounds pass to Ream. Across the timeline, down the near sideline, and a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Aaron Peaver, I think it will be. So Peaver just picked up his second personal foul. With 1:45 with the play in the first quarter. 16-10 as Layden Fields checks in. Peaver will set down. Back Heidenworth will inbound on the far sideline to Fowler. Fowler gives it out to Ream inside to Wood on the right block. As Wood looks in, forces it up, missed it, but got his own rebound, tipped it up and in. 6 points for Landon Wood. 16-12 as Jaden Tribble and Wyatt both get set to check in for Putnam County. Fields, top of the key to Tipton. He'll try a three off the left wing, no good. Salas with the rebound. Fields underneath the basket, lays it up and in. Layden Fields with four. Back to a 6 point Green City lead as Fowler across the timeline. Fowler to the top of the key, gives it to Pearson. Pearson now to Wood. Wood cut off on the right baseline to Fowler. Fowler will try a reverse layup, no good. Missed the shot, and Salas comes out with the rebound. Salas in a hurry will take it down the lane. Took up a shot, rejected by Gage Pearson. And Owen Ream tried to save it in bounds, couldn't do it. Or did he? Nope, it'll be Green City basketball as Wood and Ream both check out. Pribble and Wyatt both check in. 44 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Salas tried to get the ball in to Caden Hatcher, and it's thrown away by Putnam County. That's Fowler to the free throw line. Now Heidenworth, the Pribble on the left wing, bad pass. Stolen away by O'Haver. Gets it ahead to Hatcher. As Hatcher in a double team gets it back out the field. Fields jumps into the paint, lost the ball, goes out of bounds. Turnover Green City. And it'll be Putnam County basketball with 20 seconds left to play in the quarter. Inbounds pass to Wyatt. As Jaden Wyatt, guarded by Salas, will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles in the center circle. Now picks up the dribble, gives it back to Fowler. Dribble has it on the left wing. There's Heidenworth on the left wing. Heidenworth has the ball thrown away by Tipton. And we have a whistle on a foul. And the foul is going to be on Zach Heidenworth. So Heidenworth picks up his first foul. That's a 14 foul against Putnam County. As Salas on the near sideline tried to get it in to O'Haver. Throws it up off glass, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Green City 18 and Putnam County 12. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
It's Dana Cortez, and I'm married to DJ Automatic. When it comes to big life decisions, having options is something I value for our family, especially when it comes to saving money. That's why I love State Farm.
State Farm knows everyone has a budget, and they've got options like insuring your car and your home, getting you great rates on both. Or they can help personalize your policy with options so that you can get a surprisingly great rate.
I love that option. Saving money, that's what it's all about. So we bundle our home and our car. So for surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School as we start the second quarter of the boys' game. Green City leading Putnam County 18-12 with the basketball as Fields will inbound to Salas. Salas will bring it across the timeline. Fields has it on the deep right wing. In the right corner goes to Tipton. Tipton drives the baseline, kicks it out to Fields for three. No good. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Hatcher, I think. And it will be. So Caden Hatcher picks up the foul. That's his first 14 foul against Green City. Pressure again by the Gophers. As Fowler will inbound to Wyatt. Wyatt will take it down the far sideline, guarded by Salas on the left wing. Now he dribbles into the paint. Three-pointer on the way behind with Bullseye. 6 points for Zach Heidenwith. 3-point Green City lead. Salas inside the field, dotted line. Fields pitches it inside to Hatcher, puts up the shot, missed it. And finally, Wyatt comes out with a loose ball. Wyatt down the far sideline. Tribble has it on the left wing to Fowler on the left wing. Fowler lob underneath to Pearson. Pearson turns, puts it up, no good from five. And O'Haver off the rebound. O'Haver takes it down the right lane, kicks it back out the field, top of the key. Now Salas out of the left corner inside. O'Haver puts it up and got it. Nice ball movement by Green City. 5-point Gopher lead, 20-15. Here comes Wyatt across the timeline. Around the top of the key, puts it up down the right lane, puts up the shot, missed it. Heidenwith gets a steal, puts it back up and in. 8 points for Zach Heidenwith. 3-point Green City lead is Salas to Field. They give the ball to Tipton on the left wing. Now Salas, another three. Bullseye. 13 points, Xander Salas. 5 points, a 6-point Green City lead as Fowler takes it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. Lance Fowler has his first two of the ball game. Salas will bring it across the timeline to Layden Field. Field dumps it underneath the Hatcher off glass. Got it. Give the assist to Fields. He's not looking to score. He's looking to assist. 25-19. Back to 6-point Green City lead as Fowler takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 4 points for Lance Fowler. 25-21. Just one punch after the other. Fields to Tipton. His three on the way. Bullseye! 7 points for Asher Tipton. 28-21. 7-point Green City lead is Wyatt. Down the right lane. Lost the ball. Picked up by O'Haver. O'Haver had the ball stolen back by Wyatt. A savior in bounds right to Heidenwith. To Fowler. And Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Guard picked up by Fields, top of the key. Now Heidenwith takes it out of the left lane, puts up the shot, missed it. Rebound out to Wyatt, puts it up, no good. And Salas gets it ahead to Fields. Fields stops, pops off glass, no good. Hatcher with the rebound in a triple team. Puts up the shot, blocked. And that's going to be a foul against Putnam County. So Gage Pearson will pick up the foul. That's his first. And Caden Hatcher will be at the line to shoot two. He has two, looking for three. Shots up. Got it. 3 points for Caden Hatcher. As now in the ball game, Jaden Wyatt checks in. Also, Carter Simmons checks in. Trace Riediger checks in. Landon Wood in the ball game. Next shot up. Got it. Got them both. 4 points for Caden Hatcher, and it's a 9-point Green City lead. With the basketball across the timeline, Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt gets it inside to Landon Wood. Puts the shot up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. Maybe on Caden Hatcher. Nope. It's going to be on Xander Salas. So Salas picks up the foul. That's his first. 8 points for Landon Wood, trying to complete the 3-point play. Ice it, fires it, and got it. 9 points for Landon Wood. 6-point Green City lead with the basketball as Salas, the field, gets it in the corner to Peebler, and Peebler walked with it. Looked for the foul. So, Putnam County with the basketball as Carter Simmons gets the ball to Wyatt. That's Wyatt. Gets the ball. Now Carter Simmons has no left wing. Takes Owen Ream, and Ream trying to get it back to Wyatt. The whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Salas, and that's his second. 16 foul against Green City as Salas will set down. Tipton will check back in. As Owen Ream will inbound to Wyatt. Wyatt gives it to Ream in the right corner inside to Wood. Wood puts it off glass, got it. 11 points for Landon Wood. 4-point Green City lead, 30-26. 4 minutes left to play in the first half. It's Field. Perry has four, looking for five. Fields eyes it, fires it, and missed it off the front edge. Left it a little bit short. 3:54 left to play in the first half. 30-26 Green City as Fields with four, looking for five. Shots up, pinballs in and out, no good. Wyatt off the rebound, gets it ahead to Ream. Off glass, blew the layup. And off the rebound comes Hatcher. Now they're trying to get the ball inside. And it's tipped around as Beamer down among the trees tried to passed it out. It was tipped around. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Putnam County. Fields inbounds O'Haver in the right corner. Now Peaver has it at the top of the key. O'Haver inside. It goes to Peaver. Cut off on the right baseline. Now O'Haver for three. Airballed it. And rebound. Saved inbound by Carter Simmons. To Owen Ream. Gives it back to Wood at the top of the key. Goes to Riediger off the right wing. Lost the drip. Had the pass stolen away by Tipton. Took up a shot, rejected by somebody, but Tipton gets it back, puts it up and in. That's 9 points for Tipton. As Riediger takes it right to the hoop, lays it up and got it. Not Riediger, but Justin Wyatt. 3 points for Wyatt. 4 points. Green City lead is Hatcher free throw line. Tipton, three-pointer on the way off the left wing, no good. And off the rebound comes Riediger. That's Carter Simmons, rather. I'll get those two straight. Wyatt, now Riediger top of the key to Simmons on the left wing inside the Wood. Wood leading, then puts it off glass and got it. 13 points for Landon Wood. 2 points. Green City lead with the basketball. 2:20 left to play in the first half. As Layden Fields will bring it across the timeline. Finds Fever on the right wing. Fever skips it to the left wing to Tipton. Makes it right as Wood throws up the shot. Missed it. He hit Wood ahead. Wood just stood there like a brick wall. Tipton hit the deck. Wood helped him up. Said, are you all right? Tipton said, I think so. So it goes out of bounds. It'll be Green City basketball. As Layden Fields will inbound. Fields gets the ball to Tipton on the left wing. Inside to Peasler, guarded by Landon Wood. As they kick it back outside to Peyton Belfry. Puts up the shot. No good. And Landon Wood off the rebound to Fowler. Now Hyden with has him on the right wing inside to Fowler. Fowler turns, puts up the shot, missed it, and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Layden Fields. That's his first. So first foul on Layden Field, 17 fouls against Green City, but it's a shooting foul, so Lance Fowler's first shot up, got it. 5 points for Lance Fowler. 32-31 as Fowler has five, looking for six. Shot up, missed it, and Fields comes off the rebound. Fields down the far sideline in a hurry. Pulls up on the deep right wing. Now O'Haver at the free throw line. Delphine puts the shot up, no good. And Owen Ream off of the rebound. Ream down the far near sideline in a hurry. Cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Reediger on the right wing. To Fowler to the left wing. It goes to Heidenworth. Inside to Fowler. Fowler puts the shot up off glass. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. The foul is going to be on Layden Fields. So Fields picks up his second personal foul. And Lance Fowler has 7 points. As Reediger checks out, Gage Pearson checks in for Putnam County. As Fowler's free throw up, no good. And Hatcher comes off the rebound. They give it to Balfany. Inside it goes to Tipton. Now three-pointer on the way. That was by Cody Lunsford. Missed the shot. But O'Haver got the rebound. Puts up a 10-footer. No good. And Landon Wood comes off the rebound. Just rips it away from O'Haver. Gives it to Fowler. Underneath to Pearson. Puts up the shot. No good. And both Pearson and Fowler had to hold the rebound. As knocked out of their hands by O'Haver. So it's going to be put to basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 53 seconds left to play in the first half. 33-32. Putnam County with the lead as Pearson at the dotted line on the right block gives it to Wood. Little baby hook, no good. And Tipton off the rebound. Tipton pulls up on the right wing. Gives it out to Belfany. Underneath to Hatcher. Puts a shot off, blast on it. 6 points for Caden Hatcher. Brasher again as Ream gets inbounds pass, gives to the Pearson on the left wing. Bounce pass inside, tried to find Heidenwith. Stolen away by O'Haver. O'Haver fans back out to the left wing. Gives the ball to Tipton on the left wing. Wide open. Three. Bullseye. 12 points for Tipton. 37-33. As Owen Ream will drive the baseline, puts it up and in. First two for Owen Ream, and that's the end of the first half with the score. Green City 37, Putnam County 35. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider. For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free GetUpside app and get 25 cents per gallon cash back on every gallon of gas you buy. Don't miss out. Millions of people have earned over $200 cash back every month just by using GetUpside and getting gas, which you were going to do anyways. There's no catch. It's simple and free. Download the free GetUpside app now and use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code HYBRID.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 above. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 37. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. Highs level off around 32. Sunday, under partly cloudy skies. 49 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 12.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody. Green City High School is the world halftime of the boys' game with Green City leading Putnam County 37-35. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Green City. Xander Salas with 13 points. Asher Bugs Tipton with 12 points. Caden Hatcher, with 6. Layden Fields with 4. And Grant O'Haver with 2 points. For Putnam County, Jaden Wyatt with 3 points. Lance Fowler with 7. Zach Hyden with 8, Owen Ream with 2, Gage Pearson with 2, and Landon Wood with 13. Green City led 18-12 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Green City 23-19 in the second quarter, and Green City leads here at halftime 37-35, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you'll love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime this boys' game with Green City leading Putnam County 37-35. In the girls' game, it was Putnam County winning their 8th game of the year by defeating Green City 42-32, as Putnam County led in scoring by Jesslyn Knowles with 13 points. Green City led by Lily Helton with 13 and Celeste Athan with 10. Putnam County led 10-5 after one quarter. Green City outscored Putnam 10-6 in the second quarter. Putnam County led 16-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Green City again outscored Putnam 12-11. We were tied at 27 after three. In the fourth quarter, Putnam outscored Green City 15-5, and Putnam ladies won it 42-32. Putnam County improves to 8-7, while Green City girls 10-9. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
We've all seen that moment in movie credits that says no animals were harmed in the making of this film. As a film director, I rely on the 8 decades of experience American Humane brings to safeguarding animals on set. They consult on scripts, advise on locations, training, veterinary care, and so much more. As a director, nothing is more important than making sure everyone is safe, and that includes the animals on set as well. And thanks to the passionate people of American Humane, we can.
Debt. If you get in too deep, members of the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, can help you put debt in its place.
Credit cards took charge of my financial life. A certified credit counselor helped me get back in control.
Student loan debt followed me wherever I went. NFCC taught me all I needed to know.
Connect with an NFCC certified credit counselor at your local member agency today. We'll help you put debt in its place. Go to nfcc.org/stopdebt or call 877-410-6322.
Welcome back, everybody. Green City High School. We're just seconds away from the start of the second half of this boys' game. First half was a dandy. I look for the second half to be the same, as Green City leading 37-35. And again, coming up next week, all kinds of basketball for you on KMM, starting 4 games on Monday night from the Little Plata Tournament. 2 games on Tuesday night, Clark County and Palmyra from Clark County. 4 games on Wednesday from the Little Plata Tournament. 2 games on Thursday from Putnam County, Princeton at Putnam County. Then Friday, we think there might be 2 games from Little Plata. 2 consolation games and Saturday afternoon, the 2 championship games. So ball games every night. If Mother Nature doesn't decide, no. She may just say, nope, we're not going to do it. I'm going to send you freezing rain and 1 to 3 inches worth of snow. So it's hard to tell her, but that's our plan at KMEM. Mother Nature may have something else to say about it. We'll have to wait and see, take it a day at a time, as Monday, they say, is going to be up in the 50s. So both teams breaking their huddle. We're set for the start of the second quarter, and Putnam County down by 2 will have the basketball, as Owen Ream will trigger on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense by Green City, and bounce pass to Heidenwood. Now Fowler around the top of the key, takes it to the hoop, gives it to Wood, puts it up and got it. 15 points for Landon Wood, and we're tied at 37. As Salas across the timeline, the field on the left wing. And now Peaver for 3 out of the left corner. No good. O'Haver the rebound. Gives it back to Peaver. Puts up a shot. Rejected by Fowler. and out with it comes Ream. Ream gives it to Wyatt. Now Ream will try a three. No good. Wyatt comes off the rebound on the left block. Wyatt gives it to Wood. Wood puts the shot up. No good. And O'Haver off the rebound to Fields. Fields gives it to Peaver for three. Bullseye! Aaron Peaver's first points of the game. He has three, and it's a three-point Green City lead as Fowler, top of the key, to Owen Ream. Missed a layup. Rebound comes to Peaver. Gives it to Tipton. Missed the shot. Tip up by Fields. Was good, and the foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. So they're going to count the basket if Fields made the basket. So Wyatt picks up the foul. I know that. That's his second. So Layden Fields will be at the line. And he has 6 points, trying to make it seven. Right now, Green City comes out a 5-0 run as Fields free throw up. Pinballs in and out, no good. And Landon Wood off with the rebound. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler takes it down the right lane, kicks it out to Heidenwood. Step back, three, bullseye! Zach Heidenwood with 11. 2 point, Green City lead, 42-40. Tipton has it on the left wing. Salas on the left wing to Tipton. Tipton kicks it back out to Peaver for three. Bullseye! Aaron Peaver has hit two in a row. Back to a five-point Green City lead as Fowler with the basketball. Gives it to Ream. Now to Heidenwood. Holloway five-footer got it. Zach Heidenwood with 13 points. Salas will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Tipton in the left corner. Tipton kicks the ball out to Peaver. Peaver takes it right at Wood, gets it inside. O'Haver missed his shot right in front of the basket. And Landon Wood comes off with a rebound to Fowler. That's Fowler, top of the key. Now Ream off the left wing, airballed it. And it'll be Green City basketball. 5:39 left to play in the third quarter. A lot of time left in this ball game. As Xander Salas will bring it across the timeline for the Gophers. Salas to the top of the key. Now Peaver. Bounce pass underneath, intended for O'Haver. Stolen away by Ream. Lays it up. Missed the layup. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Let's see who's going to trigger for Putnam County. As Heidenwood will inbound to the right corner to Wood. Gets it out to Wyatt. Now three-pointer by Heidenwood. Bullseye! Zach Heidenwood feeling it. And we're tied at 45. 16 points for Heidenwood. As Salas will bring it across the timeline. Salas is the top of the key to Tipton. Three-pointer on the way. Attempt no good. And Ream off the rebound. Ream, no-look pass. Tried to get it to Heidenwood. And led Zach a little bit too much. It goes out of bounds. And Ream upset with himself. Still tied at 45 as Salas will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Salas to the top of the key. Bounce fast to Tipton. Tipton inside O'Haver. Shot put up by Fields. Wouldn't go down from five. And Wood comes off with the rebound to Fowler. As Fowler takes it down to the block, puts up the shot, an offensive foul on Lance Fowler. So Lance Fowler picks up his second personal foul as Owen Ream will check out. Jaden Pribble will check in. 4:32 left to play in the third quarter. Across the timeline is Salas. Peaver drives the baseline, tried to put a pass, battled away, picked up by Fields. Now inside O'Haver. O'Haver at the dotted line, kicks it out to Peaver. Peaver back to O'Haver. 15, put her on the way and got it. Grant O'Haver with 4 points. And now Green City wants a timeout. 4:12 left to play in the third quarter. It's Green City 47, 11:45, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
4:10 left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County down by two with the basketball as Wyatt gives it to Lance Fowler. Now inside it goes to Landon Wood. Puts it up and got it. Landon Wood gets it that low, that deep. Forget it. 17 for Wood. We're tied at 47 as Salas has it between the two circles. Salas around the top of the key, still between the two circles, guarded by Wyatt. Now fast to Tipton. Tipton, fall away, 10-footer off glass, no good. And O'Haver off the rebound. His put back, no good. Rebound, Landon Wood. Gives it to Lance Fowler. Fowler brings it to the top of the key. Now Wyatt around the top of the key. Wyatt will try a 15-footer and got it. 5 points for Jaden Wyatt. 2-point Putnam lead, 49-47 Salas. Drives the baseline, tried to get it inside, and nothing doing there as Landon Wood steals the ball away to Fowler. Fowler to the top of the key. Fowler to the free throw line, gets it inside to Wood. Wood gets it underneath the basket, puts it up in there. 19 for Landon Wood. 2:50 left to play in the third quarter. 4-point Putnam lead, their biggest lead of the ball game at Layden Field. Between the two circles, now Tipton between the two circles. Back to Salas between the two circles. Salas gets it inside to Peebler. 15-foot jumper, got it. 8 points for Peebler. 51-49. Putnam with the lead and the ball as Wyatt. Backs in Salas. Salas, Wyatt down the right lane. Kicks it out to Fowler. Fowler to Heidenwith. Heidenwith across the top of the key. Gives the ball off to Wyatt. Dribble drive to the basket. Lays it up off the right wing. Wide open, and Fields will go the other way. Lost the ball and picked back up by Heidenwith. As Heidenwith gives the ball to Jaden Wyatt. As Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Has it on the deep right wing. The Fowler now dribble on the left wing to Heidenwith. To Fowler. As Fowler, guarded by Fields, and lost the ball. Stolen away by Peebler, then knocked away by Fowler, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Lance Fowler. That's his third. The three fouls on Lance Fowler is Owen Rehm and Gage Pearson both check in. Pribble and Fowler both check out. 1:39 left to play in the third quarter. 51-49, Putnam up by two. As Peebler will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Salas. Peebler on the left wing, gets it inside the Fields in a double team. And out Tipton for three, no good. Airballed it, and out with it comes Heidenwith to Wyatt. As Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Wyatt backs in, puts the shot up, missed it. Over Tipton, or Salas, and now to Tipton, puts the shot up, got it. Tipton with 14 points, tied at 51. Jaden Wyatt brings it across the timeline, picked up by Salas. To Rehm on the left wing, gives it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith, fall away 10-footer off the baseline, no good. Salas off the rebound as Salas brings it across the timeline. Under a minute left to play in the quarter. Fields, 15-footer on the way, no good. And Heidenwith with off the rebound. To Wyatt, gets it ahead to Rehm. Rehm gets it underneath the basket, tried to get it to Pearson, and we have a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Matt O'Haver, and that's his second. So two fouls on O'Haver's. Hatcher checks back in. Balfony checks back in, and also checking in was Bodie Lunsford. 35 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Wood in the right corner. Now they get it back to Wood. Wood turns, puts it off, up from five, got it. 21 points for Landon Wood. Now Balfony almost had a pass stolen away. Tipton made a drive and a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Zach Heidenwith. Two fouls on Heidenwith. That's the fourth team foul against Putnam County. 20 seconds left to play in the quarter. As Lunsford underneath his own basket gets it out to O'Haver on the left wing. Now Lunsford for three, no good. And Landon Wood off the rebound gets it out to Wyatt. Ahead it goes to Ream on the left wing. Ream gets it inside to Landon Wood, puts it out, got it. 23 points for Landon Wood. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 55 and Green City 51. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold, medicine. Use as directed.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Green City High School. 8 minutes left to play in this boys' game. It's a wild one as Putnam County leading Green City 55-51. Green City will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. It'll be Aaron Peebler to inbound to Xander Salas. Salas will walk it across the timeline. Putnam County comes out man-to-man as Balfony with the basketball. They get it inside the field, puts his shot up. I think it goes down. Yes, it does. And the foul is going to be on Gage Pearson. So Pearson picks up the foul as Layden Fields has 8 points, trying to make it nine. Shots on the way. It's good. So Layden Fields has 9 points, and it's 55-54, cutting them up by one with the basketball. That's Fowler across the timeline. Fowler gives it a heightened width. Now Ream has it on the right wing. Takes it to the paint, puts up the shot, and missed it, and drew the foul. As the foul is going to be on Xander Salas. That's his third. So three fouls on Salas. And Owen Ream will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. Hay has two, looking for three. Shot up. Got it. 3 points for Owen Ream. Makes it a two-point Putnam County game. As Owen Ream eyes it, fires it, and missed it, and rebound. They try to keep it alive, and Fields keeps it alive. As Layden Fields brings it down the far sideline to Salas on the right wing in the right corner of Fever for three. No good. And rebound, tipped around. Hatcher saves it inbound, picked up. Are now loose on the floor with Salas and Heidenwith. As Salas trying to call a timeout, evidently he got it. 7:18 left to play in the game. Putnam County 56, Green City 54, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Debt. If you get in too deep, members of the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, can help you put debt in its place.
Credit cards took charge of my financial life. A certified credit counselor helped me get back in control.
Student loan debt followed me wherever I went. NFCC taught me all I needed to know.
Connect with an NFCC certified credit counselor at your local member agency today. We'll help you put debt in its place. Go to nfcc.org/stopdebt or call 877-410-6322.
Back at Green City, Sandra Salas will inbound from the Gophers underneath his own basket to the far side. As they're trying to figure out where he needs to be now, he's set as Salas looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Still looks as he gets it out to Balfony. Balfony kicks it back to Salas. Now Fields underneath his own basket to Balfony for three. Somebody got a hand on it. Air ball, and finally Fields comes away with it. Puts it off glass, no good. And off of the rebound comes Trace Rüdiger in the ball game. Now Fowler kicks the ball inside to Gage Pearson. Puts it off glass, no good. Rüdiger's a rebound, trying to go back up with it. And is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball. So Zach Heidenwith will inbound underneath his own basket. It's Heidenwith. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Lance Fowler. Now Ream. Back to Heidenwith. Step back three. No good. Tip up. Got it. Fowler with 9 points. 4 points. Putnam lead as Salas will bring it across the timeline for the Gophers. Gives it to Fields on the left wing. Fields looks between the two circles. Finds Beaver. Beaver kicks it over to Salas in the right corner. Salas. Underneath the basket, puts up a shot, and no good, I think. Pearson might have got a piece of it to Fowler. Now Heidenwith almost lost it out of bounds, picked up by Salas, ahead to Beaver. Beaver will bring it across the timeline to Field. Dribble drive off the left wing. It's loose on the floor. They call it jump ball, and alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. As Tipton will check back in. O'Haver checks in. Fields will check out. And Hatcher checks in. So it's time. Wipe perspiration off the floor. And Putnam County up by four with the basketball. As Rüdiger will inbound to Fowler. Half court man-to-man by Green City. As Fowler takes it to the right wing, still with the dribble. Picks up the dribble. It's for somebody. Gets it inside to Gage Pearson, and Pearson is just mugged underneath the basket. The foul's going to be on Salas, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Xander Salas as Wood and Jaden Wyatt check in. Gage Pearson checks out. Lance Fowler checks out. Salas checks out, and Balfony checks in. So Heidenwith will inbound, gets it into Rüdiger. Off glass, got it. Trace Rüdiger with 2 points, and it's a 6 point. Putnam County lead, 5:35 left to play in the game. Peebler across the timeline to the right wing. Out of a double team, inside O'Haver, puts up the shot. No good, gets his own rebound. Puts it back up, got it. 6 points, Grant O'Haver. As Wyatt across the timeline. Wyatt backs into the block, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Ash Payton the Balcony. That's his first. As Wyatt with 7 points, looking for eight. Back to a 6 point. Putnam County lead, 5:14 left to play. As Jaden Wyatt with 7, looking for 8. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Jaden Wyatt, 7 points. Putnam County lead. Across the timeline, Tipton to the top of the key. As Tipton picks up the dribble, gets it to Hatcher. Hatcher lost it and picked up by Landon Wood to Heidenwith. Ahead to Wyatt. As Wyatt between the two circles to Rüdiger. Rüdiger dumps it off to Landon Wood. Wood puts up a little five-footer and got it. 25 points for Landon Wood. With Beaver, will take it right at Wood. Throws up a shot, missed it, and Riediger comes off the rebound to Heiden with. Now Wyatt with the basketball. Wyatt backs off between the two circles. 4.5 minutes left to play. Ream on the left wing. Now Wyatt takes it to the right block. Lays it up and missed it. And Hacker off the rebound. The Peebler gets it ahead to Tipton. Tipton lays it up and in. And for Tipton, that's 16. 65-58, Putnam with the lead. Wyatt to the free throw line. Backs it. Balthamy puts up a shot. Blocked by Balthamy, and he stepped on the inline. It'll be Putnam basketball. Out of bounds underneath on basket. Now Fields checks back in, and Fowler checks back in. Riediger checks out, and Balthamy checks out for Green City. As Heiden with will inbound to Wyatt. They get it inside to Wood, lays it up, missed one. And Fields off the rebound, gets it down to Tipton. Tipton takes it right to the hoop and runs in to Fowler. Fowler goes down. They're going to call a foul on Lance Fowler, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Lance Fowler, 17 fouls against Putnam County. And Asher Bugs Tipton will be at the line, and he'll shoot two shots. Yeah, 16, looking for 17. Got it. 17 points for Tipton. As Tipton with 17, looking for 18. Shot up, left it short. And off the rebound is Caden Hatcher to Tipton. Tipton lost the ball. The Peebler went right between Peebler's legs and out of bounds. 3:45 left to play. Full court pressure by Green City. Wyatt will inbound to Heidenworth. Gets it to Ream. Back to Heidenworth. Across the timeline, Pearson underneath the Wood. Wood to the block. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Field. No, it's going to be on Peebler. So Aaron Peebler picks up the foul. That's his third. And Landon Wood with 25. Looking for 26, got it. 26 points for Landon Wood. 66-59, Putnam with the lead. Is Wood second free throw up, got them both. 27 points for Landon Wood. Here comes Tipton. Gives it to Peebler on the left wing. To the right wing field for three on the way. No good. And a rebound comes out to Zach Heidenwith. Ahead to Ream. Owen Ream across the timeline. Sees an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Missed it. And Gage Pearson off the rebound. Kicks it back out to Heidenworth. Inside to Wood. Now backs off free throw line. Out to Heidenworth. Heidenworth on inside the arc on the left wing. To the left baseline. The Ream on the left wing. Gets it inside to Wood. Wood turns. A little five-footer. Got it. 29 points for Landon Wood. 10-point Putnam County lead. Under 3 minutes left to play in the game. As Tipton has it on the right wing. Kicks it out to Peebler. Now back to Tipton. Tipton cut off on the right baseline by Gage Pearson. Kicks it out to Peebler. Top of the key for three. No good. And Pearson off of the rebound. Pearson had the ball stolen away by Fields. Off glass. Got it. 11 points for Layden Fields. Wyatt. With the basketball, split the double team. Kicks it off to Pearson. Pearson lost the ball on the floor. Jump ball, alternate in possession. Stays with Putnam County. 2:21 left to play in the ball game. 69-61. Putnam with the lead as Heidenwith will inbound. Heidenwith looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Ream. Ream between the two circles, guarded by Peaver to the right wing. Now dribble drive to the basket. And the ball slapped out of his hand, out of bounds by Peebler. 2:16 left to play as Heidenworth gets it in the left corner to Landon Wood on the left wing. Now it goes back to Landon Wood. Wood took it off glass, got it. 31 points for Landon Wood. 71-61. 2 minutes left to play in the ball game. Tipton takes it down the left lane, lays it off glass, no good. And Jaden Wyatt off the rebound. As Wyatt, guarded by Fields, and double dribble to basketball. Nice defense by Layden Fields. The Layden Fields will inbound on the near sideline. 1:50 left to play in the game. They get it into Peebler, as Peebler will walk it to the top of the key. Finds Fields on the left wing. Fields in among the trees, puts up the shot, flopped, but he's going to get the foul call, and the foul's going to be on Gage Pearson. So Pearson picks up his third personal foul, and Layden Fields will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. 1:40 left to play in the game, as Fields with 11, looking for 12. Shots up, got it. 12 points for Layden Fields. 71-62. Putnam County with a lead. It feels next free throw on the way. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Hatcher with the rebound. Dipped in for three, no good. And Hatcher puts up the rebound. Missed it. And with the rebound, Peebler fans back out between the two circles. Dipton between the two circles. As Dipton tried to go to the left wing to Fields, pass is slapped out of bounds by Owen Ream. As now Salas gets set to check in. He will, and Hatcher will check out. 1:25 left to play in the game. 9-point Putnam lead as Fields gets it in to Tipton. Tipton takes it to the free throw line, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. That's his third. So three fouls on Wyatt, and Tipton will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. 17 points for Tipton, looking for 18. Got it. 18 points for Asher Bugs Tipton. As Hatcher checks back in, Salas will set down. He has four personal fouls. Tipton's free throw on the way. Got them both. 19 points for Tipton. 71-64. Full court pressure by Green City. Wyatt gets across the timeline to Ream on the right wing. And Ream will dribble out between the two circles. And Ream lost the ball, and now it's going to go out of bounds, and he needs some help. Got a jump ball and all alternating possession. We'll come back to Green City. I don't know neither three officials saw who touched last, because it was all over the place. I would have said Green City touched it last, but I'm up here and they're down there. So Gage Pearson checks out. And coming back in is Lance Fowler as Fields takes a dotted line, kicks it out to Peebler for three, in and out, no good. Tip up by Fields, got it. 14 points for Layden Fields. As Fowler against Frazier gets it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith back to Fowler. Fowler across the timeline to Ream. As Ream bounced past the Landon Wood, and Wood is fouled on the baseline. Stops the clock with 43 seconds as the foul's going to be on. As soon as I see it, I thought he said 13. There's no 13, but there is a 23, Grant O'Haver. But that's a non-shooting foul. That's only 16 foul as Heidenwith will inbound. Gets it to Fowler. Fowler to Wood. Let's everybody go in the air. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and he fouled 33 points for Landon Wood. And Salas will come back in as Landon Wood with 33 points, looking for 34. 73-66, as Woods free throw up is off the heel rim, bounce around, no good. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. That's his fourth. So four fouls on Wyatt. Hatcher will check in. Salas will check out. 38 seconds left to play in the game. 73-66, Putnam County with the lead. As Layden Fields will be at the line. He has 14 points, looking for 15. And Fields eyes it, fires it, got it. That is 15 points for Layden Fields. 73-67. 6-point Putnam County lead. As Fields, second free throw on the way, got it. 16 points for Fields. As Heidenwith with the basketball in a double team, the whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Peebler, as Peebler just picked up his fourth foul. That sends Zach Hyden with the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. Zach Hyden with on the night with 16 points. As Salas checks back in for Green City. 35 seconds left to play. Hyden with first shot up. Got it. 17 points for Zach Hyden with. Back to a 6-point Putnam County lead as Hyden with 17, looking for 18. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 18 points for Zach Hyden with. 7-point Putnam lead as Tipton, top of the key for three, no good. And rebound tipped around, and Landon Wood comes away with it, and he is mugged. There are four white jerseys around Landon Wood trying to foul him. The foul's going to be on Salas, and he just fouled out of the ball game. Salas just fouled out as Brody Lunsford will check back in. And Landon Wood will be at the line and shoot a 1-1. He has 33 points, looking for 34. Still a 1-1 for Landon Wood. As Wood eyes it, fires it, and didn't get it. And off the rebound, O'Haver gives it to Hatcher. Now underneath the basket, Ditton puts the shot up. Hits the deck, whistle and a foul. And Tipton will go to the line to shoot a pair. The foul's going to be on Landon Wood, I believe it is. So Landon Wood picks up the foul. That's his first. Tipton, first shot up. It's good. As Tipton with 20 points. 75-69. 18 seconds left. As Tipton, second free throw, good. 21 points for Asher Bugs Tipton. Fowler gives it to Heidenwith. And Heidenwith is mugged. Foul's going to be on Fields. It should be, and it will be. So that's three fouls on Layden Fields. This last 30 seconds is going to take an hour. Now it's double bonus time for Zach Heidenwith. Heidenwith with 18 points, looking for 19. Shot up, got it. 19 points for Zach Heidenwith. Heidenwith, 19, looking for 20. Shot up, got it. 20 points for Zach Heidenwith. Fields inbounds to Tipton. Back to Fields in a hurry. Fields almost lost it. Now long three on the way. No good. Foul off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock with 5 seconds left to play. Lance Fowler will go to the line to shoot a pair. As Lance with 8 points. 77-70. Putnam County with the lead. They're going to win their 14th game of the year. This has been a game just like I thought it would be. As Fowler's first one up, got it. Yep, that was 9-10 points for Lance Fowler. As Fowler eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Fields comes off the rebound. Fields will throw up a prayer, and no good, and that's the end of the ball game with the final score. Putnam County 78, Green City 70. Back to wrap this all up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gentlemen, now you can find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these easy instructions. Step 1. Shop a personalized store that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little to no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store. We're so you.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, get me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gentlemen, now you can find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these easy instructions. Step 1. Shop a personalized store that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little to no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store. We're so you.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to Green City High School. It's a final as the Putnam County Midgets win their 14th game of the year by defeating Green City 78-70. Let's take a look at the scoring first for Putnam County. Jaden Wyatt with 8 points, Lance Fowler with 10, Zach Hyden with 20, Owen Ream with 3, Trace Riediger with 2 points, Gage Pearson with 2, and Landon Wood with 33 points. For Green City, Xander Salas with 13 points, Aaron Peebler with 8, Asher Bugs Tipton with 21 points, Caden Hatcher with 6, Layden Fields with 16, and Grant O'Haver with 6. Green City led 18-12 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Green City 23-19 in the second quarter. Green City led 37-35 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam County outscored Green City 20-14. And Putnam led 55-51 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam again outscored Green City 23-19. And Putnam County wins it 78-70. Putnam County improves to 14-1, while Green City 14-5. In the girls' game, it was Putnam County winning their 8th game of the year by defeating Green City Ladies 42-32. Putnam County led in scoring by Jesslyn Knowles with 13 points. Green City led by Lily Helton with 13 points. Also, Celeste Athan with 10. Putnam County led 10-5 after one quarter. Green City outscored Putnam 10-6 in the second quarter. Putnam Ladies led 16-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Green City outscored Putnam 12-11, and we were tied at 27 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam outscored Green City 15-5. And the Putnam Ladies won it 42-32. Putnam County improves to 8-7, while Green City 10-9. And of course, in the boys' game, it was a shootout as Putnam County improves to 14-1 by defeating Green City 14-5. Putnam County again led by Lance Fowler with 10, Zach Hyden with 20, and Landon Wood with 33, while Green City led by Xander Salas with 13 points. Asher Bugs Tipton 21 and Layden Fields with 16 as again Putnam County 14-1 and Green City 14-5. So it was a Putnam County sweep tonight here at Green City High School. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Have a nice weekend, everybody. We're going to take Saturday and Sunday off and fasten your seat belts for a long week of basketball next week. For producer Dave Bowden from Green City High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. Right now, we are at 8:59. You're listening to KMEM Memphis, Missouri. Our current temperature, 10 degrees above zero. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you, as Donnie said, next week from the La Plata Tournament. This is KMEM Sports.